Very good morning to Nicole Teal from the Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group. Very good morning to you, Nick.
Very good morning, Matt.
Great to catch up with you and thank you so much for joining us. We're doing it on a Tuesday because I've got tomorrow off. We normally do it on a hump day Wednesday. Nicole, what's available for adoption at the moment? What do you got for us?
Well, this week we've just got Rory available, our beautiful Beagle Ear, Beagle Cross Cavalier. He's a beautiful big boy, about 25 kilos.
Wow.
Great with other dogs, loves people, house trained. We would like to see him in a house with another dog or somebody home more often than not because he does like to go on adventures if there's nobody home and no one to play with.
All right, so if people are looking to adopt, if looking to help out Rory and maybe other dogs that become available as well, what's the process and how does it work?
Yeah, so they can check us out on our Facebook site. We've been just posting them up there recently because of COVID. We haven't been using Pet Rescue a lot because people need to travel from Melbourne, et cetera, if they apply for them. And it's a big deal at the moment. So check out our Facebook page. All the information for the particular dog is in their profile. If you feel you meet the requirements for that particular dog, please download one of our adoption applications. Complete that. The email address to return that to is at the top of the application. We'll go through it, do reference checks, do a yard check. So at the moment with Hugo, we've had a great application come through for him.
Yep.
We've done a reference check and this week or today actually we're going to complete a yard check. So we just like to make sure that your yard is nice and secure. You have secure, safe fencing for the dog.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Foster carers, another thing if you'd like to get involved.
Definitely. Always looking for foster carers and it's a good way to work out if you've actually got the time and commitment for a lifelong dog. So foster care is just temporary. We provide everything. So we provide the food, the bowls, the leads, the collars. We get the vet work done. All you need to provide is a safe, secure yard and the love.
All right. Now, we had a dog that went AWOL last week.
We did. She was found three houses up hiding. So very close to where she was dropped off. And her foster carer, because she came from the Riverland, actually drove up from the Riverland and just walked the street calling out to her and she came out. So
fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's a good news story. All right.
It certainly is.
Great to catch up with you, Nick. Thank you so much for your time this morning. The website sarg.net.au if you need further details. And obviously check out their Facebook as well. Thank you, Nick. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Speak to you then.